Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think LeBron, this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Koreatown, USA, the Redneck Riviera, US of A, a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in, live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for you 24/7, or you've done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher. Crab Diving. I'm discombobulated.
A codcast.
Today.
I like that.
The cockcast.
A cod, like the fish. You're casting for cod.
Right. Like the fish slapping dance from Monty Python.
Hello, Monty Python moment. Fuck you!
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, slinging e-turds at the right and swearing and cussing and stuff. Thanks for joining us this lovely, lovely Tuesday. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's going on, America? I miss the coochie.
I'm talking
the scary
like,
coochie.
I'm talking like I was in an accident or something.
Oh,
the yes, the coochie. Wait,
bye-bye,
are
coochie.
We talking about the former communications director? Or
what do you think?
Are you talking about a specific coochie you miss?
I'm going to miss that guy.
The mooch.
That's bullshit.
I was looking forward to months of entertainment.
That's not fair. It's not fair to get that.
Instead, we got 10 days.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
You just can't.
Cock
hey,
teases. Fucking cock teases.
Listen, universe, you fuckhead. You can't just give us that and then take it away. Who do you think you are? God?
Yeah, it was an entitlement.
Yeah.
Our mooch factor was an entitlement already.
I'm a taker.
Especially for people who do a funny podcast every day.
Yeah, give me the mooch, motherfuckers.
Like I said, we're going to be here for the next couple hours. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening to us. Thanks for spreading the crabs, everybody. If you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit on the internet through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, whatever you get, we get a little taste, a little nibble.
We get paid, baby.
And it doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello.
It just helps us out here, sends us a shekel or two. And thanks to those that do, we get we've been getting some people buying shit on Amazon.
We ain't got no more
very
mooch.
Kind.
No more mooch.
We are.
I like to eat.
Shut up.
We still have Alex. We still have a lot of Alex.
I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere.
I still have Alex Jones clip from yesterday.
3 seconds ago, we got a message. There's nothing coming from our stream. I mean, there's no sound coming from our stream. That
there
was 8 seconds ago.
Is no sound coming from...
I will check on my iPhone
our
device.
Stream. I'm looking and all of my settings appear to be oakley dokely, but
I'll check real quick.
Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah. Okay. You're going to check or should I check?
No.
Thanks for listening anyway.
Yeah. And blah, blah, tweet blah. Us during the show if you like. if you can hear us at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also hurl us a message over to our Facebook page, which is Facebook.com. .com/crabdiving.
Oh yes.
And whatever you buy no, not whatever you buy, you get a little nibble, but you know, that's our
nibble
our,
us.
That's our Amazon hole too.
Buy us. I'm for sale. It's very if you want to pay to nibble me, my God. There's a price. Email me.
Oh, I was going to say. There's lots going on in the world as we figure out, I mean, everything here on this end appears that we are going out and streaming. So, I don't know. But
I hear the stream.
We will
the stream
be
is fine.
Possibly, this, possibly there were some minor problems on the other end.
Thanks anyway, Dave.
Let's see what's going on in your headlines before we get to all the fun shit.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Deep!
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, August the 1st, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These be your headlines.
Yes.
Over to the Commie Pinko Liberal HuffPost.
Hey, boy.
The headline says that it's not the baby calf that looks like Gene Simmons of Kiss, which is a major headline, apparently, because
it really is.
Trending on the Twitter is Gene
trending
Simmons.
On Twitter.
And then when you see why Gene Simmons is trending on the Twitter, you'll find out it's because there's a cow that looks like him.
Hey, calf, you're going to get an invoice from Gene Simmons. He's going to want that money.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
The headline is there's a photograph of Don Sr. with Don Jr. standing next to him.
Is it Festivus?
Don Sr. is giving the thumbs up. And the headline says, White House admits Trump helped defend Jr. Well, yeah, that's the story. Well, that means that now that they have caught, what's his name? What's that slimy lawyer's name?
Oh, the guy with the brass balls?
Yeah, begins with a K or something like that. I can't think of his name. Not the brass balls guy, the other guy.
The other dickhead?
Yeah. Cupolo, something like that.
Cupolo.
I'm sure we'll see his name. But he, over the weekend, said that absolutely there was nothing. I assume it was his counsel that wrote it up with him, Don
yes.
Jr. And then the story is that Don Sr. was like against the better judgment of, I think, everybody's lawyers.
Well, what you said, it can always be said of Donald Trump. He does stuff that's against the better judgment. Period.
Everything. Yeah.
Everything.
And is it some weird, nobody's going to tell me what to do thing? I mean, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Just when somebody says, well, Don, you can't do that. You got to do it this way. I'll do it how I want to.
I'm a CEO, bitch.
I mean,
that's
is that,
how he operates.
Is that what it is?
But he doesn't even operate like a CEO. I mean, because those people have
shitty CEO.
They have to talk to a board. He's not used to having to deal with anyone. Because, you know, he's never been in charge of a public company. I was reading that. Like,
right.
Like
he's never been accountable.
Yeah. Even if you're a CEO, things are more transparent than they are in the fucking White House. Apparently.
They're saying that I actually have. Let me see if I can find.
I think firing Scaramucci is a big fat fucking fail. I'm really disappointed with this new fucking guy. What's this new fancy guy, Kelly?
Well, he's the chief of staff, though. He's not the new comms director. They still have to find some.
I thought
sacrificial lamb.
The chief
for that.
Of staff said he would do it, but he had to. I thought they had to fire Scary Coochie because he didn't want to work with that guy because he's nuts.
Well, right. Scary Coochie probably said, I'm not reporting to you.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
So they said, okay, bye-bye.
That's a fail, man. I would pick Scary Coochie over whoever this Kelly is. Boring. I mean, it's a reality show, right?
I mean, for the good of the country.
Whatever. For the good of the country.
For the good of the country, I would
pick.
Dude,
I'm just counting down until North Korea nukes our ass. We're done, baby.
For the good of the country, I would pick this guy. I would pick Kelly, but.
Right. Well, he's probably an evil asshole, too. The adult in the room theory is bullshit. And as white people, we have to reject it. There is, to me, the only acceptable solution to Trump is to make him go away. There's no adult that's going to fix this guy.
Right.
He's a 70-year-old loon who can't stay off Twitter. He doesn't give a fuck.
So the Washington Post yesterday afternoon, something like that, broke the
yes.
story that... And the funny thing is, you know, no leaks.
Right.
Mooch was like, no more leaks. And this Kelly guy, they're like, well, there's not going to be any more leaks now that General Kelly's in there. And Washington Post cites basically multiple
Multiple
people familiar with the matter. And now apparently they've come out and said, well, yeah. Yeah, Don did help write that, even though that slimy lawyer of his.
Well, listen, the reason why there are leaks is because there's bad stuff happening in the White House, and maybe someone wants the world to know it. Maybe the leaks are a good thing for the country, dickheads.
So this the story broke, this Don Jr. meeting and the email and the "I love it" and all that shit during the G20 in Germany last month, and Trump's advisors and toadies were discussing how to respond to what was happening. The strategy they agreed should be for Donald Trump Jr. This is from the Washington Post, by the way. It should be for Donald Trump Jr. to release a statement to get ahead of the story.
Oh, yes.
They want it to be truthful. Well, there's their problem right there. Don Sr. was probably like, what do you mean? What is this truth of which you speak?
I'm not some pussy.
Have you lost your mind? The fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck?
What are you trying to make me suck my own cock here?
Do you think he says that?
I'm sure. Well, I don't know. I'm sure he talks like that, but all the reports are that
yes,
when Trump first heard the tape of the reports of what Scary Mucci said
yes
on the telephone about
right,
Reince is a fucking schizophrenic paranoiac and
like a crybaby or something.
I'm not trying to get famous. I'm not trying to suck my own dick like Bannon. Suck my own cock, excuse me.
I
want to misquote.
God, I don't.
But allegedly, Trump laughed.
Well, it's funny.
Trump loved it. Oh, I love him. I love him. He's exactly what I want.
Right.
Can we change his name to John Bannon? Barron?
Do you think? John Barron? Right, right. Do you think Trump wants to suck his own dick? Do you think so? Well, I don't know. I'm just wondering because that would fuck with. You know that theory he's got about you only have so much energy on this planet to use before you croak, and so exercising's a bad idea because you're just using energy.
Yeah, you can't fold a beanbag, though.
Well, I'm saying that if he could suck his own wang, Trump
might not have this problem we have.
Might be able to recycle some of that energy because that energy would be ejaculating into his mouth.
Oh, he might never leave that hideous gold apartment of his,
but he needs more love than he, you know, even if he could suck his own cock, that's not enough for him. It's not enough. He needs validation.
No, he'd have to let everybody know that he could do that. I'm surprised he hasn't.
Right.
I really don't like what Scaramucci said about Steve Bannon, but I just want everyone to know that just for the record,
yes,
I can suck my own cock.
Barely. I can barely handle it. I can barely fit my own dick in my mouth. That's right. What he would say.
Like a jawbreaker.
I broke my jaw. I broke my jaw sucking my own dick. His dick's a jawbreaker?
Yes. The stream was quiet all afternoon in the east, but the sound began at 5:01, just time for the other. Thank you. Thanks for letting us know. Very strange. Why was our stream not working before that?
I know not.
We'll have to have somebody flogged.
Kate, no, you're not going to get flogged. I don't want anybody to think that. But look into the stream.
Flog me.
Yeah. See into that?
Well, it'll probably be urinate on me first.
Oh, yes. Beat me.
So their strategy when they were trying to figure out, well, what are we going to do about this Don Jr. meeting that the idiot took? They said, well, let's be truthful. Let's get ahead of it. And they said they wanted to be truthful so their account couldn't be repudiated later if the full details emerged. That's what I don't understand. Why would you lie so much? Because it's so much easier to remember the
because
truth.
Because what they did was so fucking bad, dude. They have to lie about it. That's what I'm assuming. Don't you have to
assume
that?
But at that point, that the meeting was out, so they should have just. They could have just gone with it.
Yeah,
and in fact, that's what the idiot thought he was doing when he released that email. The title of which, the subject of the fucking email, is Clinton Russia.
Oh shit!
I didn't know what it was about. I didn't know what it was about. I just took a meeting. I love it.
Wouldn't you think if you're a dude in the spy biz? Well, Donald Trump Jr. isn't, though. Was there no one to say,
he's
hey.
He's a fucking asshole.
Hey, dickhead.
Silver spoon twant. Twant.
Twant. Hello, twant. Don't you feel as if you might be getting set up by this email? In the subject line.
Yeah, this was it Malcolm Nance, the former spook?
Nance.
On MSNBC is the author. He's the guy that fucking predicted this. I don't think he gets enough kudos.
Yes.
He wrote a book last October. Last October. That's before the fucking election, biatches. And he wrote about how, I think it's about like how Russia stole our election or how Russia is stealing our election.
Damn. And how do we know they're not going to steal the midterms?
Well, that's what he's screaming about right now.
We don't have any
He's
way.
Screaming that nobody seems to care that it's going to be... Had it been Hillary Clinton or any sane Republican,
even... We would have gotten to the bottom of it,
maybe. They would have
been,
oh my God, they would have been imposing sanctions from the beginning and commissions to how do we keep these cyber attacks from happening? How do we keep this misinformation from flooding into our country?
I have an idea.
Into our dummies, I should say.
I think we should create an island of these right-wing nutjob idiots that think Hillary Clinton is the president, and we should just say, send them all this information on Russia, but replace Trump's name with Hillary, and they would get to the bottom of it. How many commissions did they have on Benghazi? However,
not enough.
No, but
because they didn't nail her labia to the wall.
But sometimes those dickheads would be screaming on camera to reporters that we don't know what's going on with Benghazi. Would come to find out that during the time when they were screaming into microphones, there was a fucking briefing on Benghazi that they didn't even fucking go to. So they don't even care about finding out the truth. They just want to slam Hillary. They don't give a fuck. Meanwhile, this stuff is real. This Russia shit is real.
At Crab Diving, CRABDIVING on the Twitter. Go take a look at the Texas cow. It looks like Gene Simmons.
Oh, yeah, it does.
So it's trending.
Trending on Twitter. Nobody gives a fuck. Go look at that cow. Ignore Russia. Go look at that. It's not even a cow, right? It's a calf.
It's a calf.
It's a little, baby calf.
A little baby.
Or a baby cow. I once did a television show. I was a host of a TV show, and we were doing a whole segment on the Illinois State Fair, and we did a whole segment on animals, and we're covering the rabbits, and if your rabbit wins first place, you know what you win? You have to take him, a butcher buys him from you at top dollar.
Hassenpfeffer.
What a great prize. Right. What a horrible Fluffy. Thing.
You're a perfect specimen, Fluffy. I can't wait.
Let me cut you
to
off.
Try you with a little little cardamom and some salt.
If that wasn't enough, the next segment, we all sat around waiting for a calf to pop out of another cow.
Bleh. Oh, you didn't have to stick your hand up its pussy
Fuck
and stuff,
no.
did you, to try
Fuck.
To...
No.
You didn't fist a cow
Get
to
my agent
help
on
it
the
out?
Phone. No.
Oh, yeah, that would have been a bump.
You know what we did? We sat there.
That was non-union, though, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't.
Or was
it? No,
union?
It was union.
Oh, and, was it?
Yes. And the fucking... We just sat there with chains. You know why?
Oh, to pull it out in case it got stuck.
The fucking legs pop out. You got to tie the legs to a chain and then put the chain on a fucking trailer hitch.
Well, only if things go poorly.
No, they told me that's what they did.
Oh,
really?
Well, how the fuck did cows
give
birth for millennia before?
We sat there all day and then finally had to go home.
Although those cows are probably so bred.
Ugh, so disgusting. You know what I mean? I'm like sitting here, and what am I waiting on? What am I going to say when it pops out of there? I'm like, why can't you film it and just get my reaction? I'll do something interesting. I don't want to watch that. Gross.
No harvesting semen from a bowl or anything?
Oh, yeah. Come here. That's a bump. A
little glass of wine. Yeah, that would be a bump, too. You got to jerk off a bowl. So we're back to Trump Jr. And they say flying home from Germany on July 8th aboard Air Force One, that Don Sr. personally dictated a statement.
Oh, yes.
In which Trump Jr. said that he and the Russian lawyer, quote, had primarily discussed a program about the adoption of Russian children. We all believe that.
Don't you dickheads know that if you ever get investigated, you have to testify and you just can't lie all the time because fucking people ask you about it?
Well, and that means sanctions. Because the only reason that Uncle Nipples said, no Russian babies for you.
Yes.
Was in retaliation to the sanctions we put on him in the Magnitsky Act.
Right.
For being a dickwad and human rights violations and bullshittery and cockwaddlery.
Cockwaddlery.
And so if they are discussing, let us harvest your babies again.
Yes. They're going behind the country's then back.
Then they're discussing sanctions.
They're negotiating during an election.
Because they were put in place in retaliation. They were response sanctions, like these 700 and some people Uncle Nipples is kicking out now, and the embassies or the embassy compounds he's closing. Why, whatever the fuck he's doing.
Why were they, hey Trumpalos, hey idiots out there, if you could shut your mouth and quit drooling for a couple of seconds. I know it's tough. Why the fuck were you hung up on Hillary being so incredibly fucking crooked when this guy that you elected, I mean, he couldn't be more corrupt. He couldn't be more crooked. Is it racism?
This is what I am. I'm a throwback.
Is it racism? Some? Is it sexism?
Some?
Is it just... It's all Hillary kinds of derangement syndrome.
It's all kinds of isms. Everybody and Uncle Nipples played them like a fiddle.
If you voted for Trump, know this. I think you're fucking stupid.
They went after the Bernie bros, remember?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Specifically targeting Bernie Sanders supporters to make them not only love Bernie, but despise Hillary
Good.
For her decades Christ. Of bodies and alleged corruption. Which, by the way, I ain't saying... If you look under the hood, that it's pristine.
No, but...
I don't believe the bodies.
Have you found
the
mass grave?
And I don't believe any mass corruption and stealing other than what politicians normally do. The normal grifting for donations and shit like that. You know what I mean?
It's
haven't
garbage.
They for 30 years tried to nail her husband and her.
And nothing.
And they got nothing until he blew a load on a dress.
Yeah.
And they had nothing up till then.
And it was just lurid. You know?
And
nothing comparable to this. My God.
Benghazi. We've had Benghazi. The only reason the Benghazi panels existed was because Hillary was thinking of running for president all these years.
You dickheads have the nerve to bring up the Clinton Foundation at every turn, but this guy has so many fucking... You're talking about their conflicts of interest, the Clintons? Are you fucking shitting me? This Ivanka with all her shit she makes in China. Come on. This fucking Trump's got hotels in every fucking city. Fuck you.
So Don Sr. decided to go against the lawyers and
Why
the
not?
Recommendations and say, no, no, no. What do you mean tell the truth? Are you fucking kidding me? Let me write this.
He probably laughed. The truth, please.
The statement emphasized that the subject of the meeting was not a campaign issue at the time.
Yes.
Here at the Washington Post, they're so journalistic. The claims were later shown to be misleading.
Oh, okay.
In other words, it was a big steaming pile of bullshit.
That was a lie from Crooked Trump. Crooked Trump's fucking lawyer.
Over the next 3 days, multiple accounts of the meeting were provided to the news media. As public pressure mounted, with Trump Jr. ultimately acknowledging that he had accepted the meeting after receiving an email promising damaging information about Hillary Clinton as part of a Russian government effort to help his father's campaign. Oh, no, I didn't know what the meeting was about. It had nothing to do with the Russian government, even though the email says they work for the Russian government.
What's it going to look like when they finally run away, when the Trumps have to escape with their private security force?
I mean, he's pissed off Nipples, so where the hell is he going to go?
I don't know.
Hold up in Trump Tower with his private security force?
I think he'll just have to disappear. And again, we will have to track him from people on Amazon that buy a very particular shade of bronzer. Now, I want this guy in jail. We should want this guy. He's evil as fuck. He stole our election. He stole the fucking democracy from the fucking country. And he riled up the racists and he emboldened all the fucking
racists.
Well,
he finished. Yeah, he's the most recent load blown into us after the Kokes have been doing it for decades.
But
and
he's
Ronald
different.
Reagan, and he's the pinnacle. He's the
the right. flower that they he is, planted.
He's who every Republican is. I understand him. He's who every GOP dickface is. However,
wants to be.
Yes. No, he's who they are. They they are these people. He's just
I mean, the
loud.
Wealth. Like, the, right. the wealth, that's all they care about.
All these GOPs people, they would say the same thing as Trump would say. They believe they could probably grab a pussy, and they believe all they need to do that is just put some gum in their mouth. But but Trump is loud, and he's violent. That's the difference. He inspires violence from these idiots, these oath keepers, whoever the fuck they are. They're disgusting.
So they interviewed an advisor, a presidential advisor over at the WAPO, who said that the shit that Trump is doing, he's hanging himself. He's crocheting the noose that he's going to fucking hang himself with.
Yeah.
And by doing this, it's obstruction.
Yeah.
He wrote a statement that was a lie, that was bullshit.
I mean, dude, he very well. I mean, think about how he complains and how he just acts. And it's as if he's not worried about going to jail.
Oh, I think he is now.
Do you?
Yeah, I think once Mueller started looking into finances, I think once he realized that was happening, that's where he really started losing his mind.
I think what's going to happen is this motherfucker is going to whisk away, and he's going to go live with his little butt buddy, Duterte, in the Philippines.
Yeah, who doesn't like him anymore?
Oh, they don't? Wait.
No, they're not now buddies. Remember, he said the United States is a shithole or something like that. I'm not going.
What other strong...
Fuck your United States. Yeah.
What other strongman government would take this
Maybe
dickhead?
He can go help Maduro down in Venezuela. Down in Venezuela that's turning into a...
Or the dickhead down in Brazil. There's a dickhead in Brazil.
This advisor that they spoke to said, well, this was unnecessary, meaning kind of the whole blow up with this Don Jr. meeting.
You could have just, yeah, it's stupid.
Now someone can claim that he's the one, Daddy Trump, who attempted to mislead. Right. Somebody can argue the president is saying he does not want you to say the whole truth.
Holy fuck.
That sounds like obstruction, right. doesn't it?
So what are we all doing here? We're waiting for the Republicans to do something to get off their dicks?
Well, they slowly are.
Jeez.
Some of them. Jeff Flake, we talked about him yesterday. He's a big fraud, but all of a sudden pretending he's got scruples and everything, even though he voted every single time to repeal Obamacare, I believe.
Don't you think these dickheads...
Voted for the skinny repeal.
Right. They're looking ahead to the future, and they're like, even my shitty self and my shitty fucking constituents... aren't going to be able to stomach this bullshit from Schittler. So let me get on the other side of it now.
Yeah, his
let
numbers are doing really poorly.
Who's hit? Trump?
Trump, yeah. And that's why I think they're starting to they're starting to get scruples now.
I tell you what, GOP.
Well, fake scruples.
The fake scruples. We can't ever let that party know they're the ones that let this shit go on. They exposed our country to this because they could have brought impeachment proceedings earlier, and those little fuck sticks didn't.
In fact, there's a new PPP poll.
Yes.
Dean Heller, the senator in Nevada, who was, you know, it's a Hillary won Nevada.
Right.
And he's a Republican, so they're a little worried about his prospects. In 2018, he's up for re-election.
Okay.
And that's why he was all, well, I'm not going to vote for it. It's horrible. And then all of a sudden, after Mitch, I don't know, gave him a warm sloppy, Mitch popped his teeth out. Or he, you know, slipped him around one of the folds in his neck.
Oh, my God.
And he said he voted for.
Right.
The... Obamacare repeal or one of the iterations. I think the skinny repeal or something like that. The asshole voted for. Well, the people of Nevada ain't having it. Now he's pissed off both sides.
No shit.
He could have voted like with scruples, like the senator from Maine and the senator from Alaska.
Yes.
And sort of the senator from Arizona. Although I may owe John McCain a tiny apology.
Yes.
Maybe. Because some of the reports
are that he kind of he only voted yes. I thought he voted yes on the repeals, but he only voted yes on procedural things, which is what he kind of does. He's always like, yes, let's talk about it.
Right.
It's kind of always what he does.
Yes.
So him voting yes to talk about it and then yes on another procedural doesn't surprise me, but he voted no on all the actual repeal bills.
Right.
And then at the end, they're also saying that he triply porked Mitch McConnell.
Ooh, yes.
Because.
Ooh, boy, that's that image.
If he, you know, like I was screaming that why didn't he just vote no on that first procedural?
Right.
And we wouldn't have had to worry about any of this.
But he's triple porking.
But what I read was that because there's some rules saying that you can only bring up certain topics of the budget like one time during a session or some arcane rule about how many times you can talk about bullshit, yes, that by McCain allowing it to go to conference or allowing them to talk about it on the floor
to conference,
he actually took even more off the table that they could talk about later until the next session of Congress.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he kind of really skull fucked,
yes,
Mitch McConnell.
Well, Jake, to be honest,
from the start. So right. I
skull fucking
offer
Mitch
my apologies.
Oh, sure.
He's still a warmongering, yeah, ass fuck.
And he
but
came out and endorsed Trump. Well, after sure, there's he all said kinds Mexicans of were rapists problems and all this other shit.
But
so
I'm not
him
going to put out misinformation about him.
Right. Absolutely.
And
not.
I don't feel that he was as big of a dickwad as I
and
thought
also,
he was in this process.
I'm going to take issue a little bit. You're sort of implying that skull fucking Mitch would be worse than just fucking his face with skin, and I don't know that it would make a real difference. His skull,
yeah,
maybe he doesn't have one.
I don't think so.
He's got tiny eye sockets. He's not a looker. Let's just say
so,
that.
So in Nevada, this Dean Heller,
fuck ye,
now has in the most recent poll released today.
Yes.
Has a 22% approval rating. Plummeted. Plummeted. And both sides are now pissed. And he could have gotten the support of Democrats, or at
yes
least the non-scorn of Democrats, and possibly kept his seat. But now they're saying that they don't have a candidate to run against him yet. But they ran just a generic Democrat in the poll. They asked.
And a generic Jim.
Killing him.
Oh, that's funny. You got beat by generic liberal. I love that.
It's like, we don't know who's going to run against you, but we'd rather have them.
We'd rather have generic liberal. God, that
according
is
to the
funny
poll, 50%
shit
would support an unnamed Democratic component compared to just 31% who will support Heller.
Dude, you're getting trounced by unnamed Democratic opponent. Fuck
oh, they're
your
saying
party.
He's done. He had his chance. The
yes.
The Democrats of Nevada are salivating and saying, well, okay.
Sit and spin, dummy.
They're saying Representative Jackie Rosen is planning to run. And already on the Twitter, I saw you know, Rosen for 2018 or something
right
like that. So she's pretty popular.
Generic Democrat. That is funny. I love it. I love it.
So where were we? Yeah, Trump. So that's that story, was that Trump dictated Don Jr.'s lie and now may have fucked himself again by obstructing justice. I sound like Andrea Mitchell.
No, no,
there.
You
but
don't.
By obstructing justice.
Listen, I'm trying to figure out Schittler. So I mean, objectively, could you say he's a shitty businessman if you take into account
yes
his bankruptcies and things of that nature?
Wouldn't he have 40 to 50 billion now if
he had just,
put it in an index fund or something?
I could have done that.
Just put it in the bank? Yeah.
I could have done that, you dickhead. Okay, and so just one more. Is he a good president? What do you think? Is he good? Come on.
Whose perspective?
Ours. No. A liberal. A liberal. Someone a non-bigot, bigoted person. No.
Vladimir Putin thinks he's spot on.
Yes.
Perfect.
Now, Putin has issues. He kills people that don't agree with him.
Sure.
Okay, so he's a bad politician. He's a bad businessman. Now, based on this story, I'd have to say he's a bad parent. He's giving Don Jr. bad fucking advice.
But look at how great and successful those kids are. That also drives me insane when they're like, look at how successful those kids are. All three of them work for Trump. How can you say these are like self-made, wonderful, hardworking, successful business people? They all work for fucking Trump enterprises
in
some way.
They fucking work for daddy.
Oh, Ivanka's a successful clothing designer. She's not.
She works for daddy.
She's not. Yeah.
She gets fucking, she's getting licensing deals in China.
Yeah. Who staked that?
God.
Who staked her business? Did she say right after college, fuck it, I'm going to go live in a studio somewhere in the middle of nowhere and design dresses. I don't want any of your money and influence, dad.
Shove your praise for Ivanka up your ass.
Yeah.
She's a rich,
and the other
privileged,
two
attractive white person. That's who the fuck she is. That's it.
The other two morons.
Yeah. You know, not as attractive.
But I bought some buildings and sold them for profit.
Your stupid husband, Jared, can't fucking figure out how to deal with this building with the address 666 on it. Mm-hmm. So that's essentially why our country's getting fucked. That right?
And remember that deal in North Carolina that amazingly, they lost the North Carolina, the government there said no, they couldn't. But they remember Don Jr., we find out that there was a company, it was a toxic waste site.
Toxic.
And there was Don Jr. bought it.
Oh, yeah.
And was, or no, Don Sr. bought it and was trying to take advantage of some break from the state that says if you buy a toxic site, we'll help you pay for the cleanup.
Right.
If you can't get the previous company to do it, or if you don't know who left or whatever.
Yeah.
So the state will help. And then it turns out that the company that he bought it from was Don Jr.'s company.
They're so dirty.
Yeah.
They're so fucking corrupt.
And even after he won, we all thought, oh God, North Carolina is just going to suck his dick.
Ooh,
and rule in favor and say, oh yeah, yeah, we'll help you clean it up. But they surprisingly, might've been South Carolina, one of the Carolinas, they surprisingly said, you gotta clean that shit up yourself, Don.
Yeah, dummy. You fucking idiot.
So, I'm sure he's appealing. I take it to the Supreme Court. Gorsuch will vote my way.
God, the nerve.
Here, do you want to hear a little of Sarah Huckabee Sanders?
Oh, yes. Let's hear from Sarah Huckabee
today.
God. Geez, Sarah, you're more unlikable than your fucking charlatan daddy. That's amazing.
Here is Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Oh, Jay Sekulow is that shyster, that slimy lawyer that Trump has that inexplicably is still out giving interviews and shit.
Oh, yes. Why not?
And he's the guy who's being investigated for fraud, for defrauding Christians with his ridiculous Christian alleged charity.
They don't give a fuck. Hey, man, Jesus,
look at the caliber of humans that this man surrounds himself with.
Garbage. The worst.
I mean,
name a person in that fucking cabinet that you would have babysit. The Mooch, assume he's still there.
Well,
no
Pence.
Fucking way. No.
I would let Pence babysit.
Fuck no. What Why if not? He tells your kid something fucked up about Jesus that freaks
true.
Him out?
Yeah, that's a point.
You don't fucking know. God. Yeah. Spicer. I would have Spicy watch my kids.
Spicy watch my kids.
Not Trump. Not Donald. Not the president. Would you let Obama babysit your kid?
So Of
course.
So Seculo was out there saying, absolutely not. The president didn't write shit. It was Don Jr.'s lawyers. The president had nothing to do with Don Jr.'s response. I believe Sarah Huckabee. I don't have a clip of her, so right. we're gonna spare your ear holes.
No.
But they're saying that she all but confirmed
yes.
that Trump dictated his son's public response
God
to
damn.
A meeting with the Russian lawyer. Her statement directly contradicts the president's legal team and may place the president in legal jeopardy.
Oh, shit,
baby. As there are multiple ongoing investigations into the whole Trump-Russia collusion thing.
You're caught in jeopardy, baby. Remember that song?
Sanders, yeah, pushed back on the story.
Yes.
But she appeared to confirm that Trump, she said he merely weighed in.
No,
offered okay. suggestions like any father would do.
Weighing in. Here. No. Say exactly this. This is how I weigh in.
Quote, look, the statement that Don Jr. issued is true. There's no inaccuracy in the statement. The president weighed in as any father would based on the limited information that he had. Based on, he didn't know anything. He didn't know anything.
Let me ask you something. Do you think every father on this planet would say, hey, wait. Yeah, no. Go ahead. Collude with the Russians. That sounds like a good fucking idea.
She also got pissy during the press briefing.
She got pissy.
And went, did that moron jujitsu right to Clinton. If you want to talk further about a relationship with Russia, look no further than the Clintons.
Benghazi, bitch.
If you want to talk about somebody who's been tough on Russia, look at President Trump. What? How can she say that with a straight face? Well, she deserves some kind of an acting award.
He suggested that even in the campaign to get rid of the sanctions, right? I mean, he said we should have a good relationship. Putin's a strong leader. What is your definition of getting tough, you dimwit? No offense. God damn.
The president wants more fracking, more coal, more energy, a stronger military, stronger defense. Those things aren't good for Russia. I think the distinctions are very clear. If you want to create a narrative that doesn't exist, and you want to create a narrative that doesn't exist. No, it exists.
All of this shit exists. All of this shit exists. This Russia shit exists. It's not about the leaks. It's not about the leaks, you fucking assholes.
Yeah, your integrity doesn't exist.
Ah, yeah, it's your integrity is science fucking fiction. A Vulcan is more real than your integrity. Fuck off.
I wonder now that Mooch is gone if she's going to keep the hair and makeup person that he liked.
Sarah, I would take that advice. Why not? Who knows? Who cares? Yeah, take the Mooch's advice. Is that the one mark the Mooch is going to leave? A makeover for Sarah Huckabee.
Well, no, he was talking about himself, Ryan. He wasn't.
Oh, his own
talking.
Makeup
he wasn't
person.
Suggesting that he wants her to stay in hair and makeup.
I just said a prayer to a non-existent deity that Scaramucci. We discovered that he has a drag act called the Coochie or something.
Look,
and he
Sarah,
shaves down.
We've got this sequins bag to put over your head.
High heels. Oh yeah, I get it. Are you telling me even his hostage kidnapping hoods are bedazzled?
Sure.
The scoochie. You're gonna get abducted by the scooch.
God, it's just fucking exhausting. So there you go.
Fuck you.
Then there's
yes,
more. We
but wait, there's
have,
more.
We followed a little bit the ridiculous swamp story of Seth Rich, the
yes,
DNC worker
who on his way home
from an evening of festivities was walking
right
through a sketchy, I believe, area of D.C. and was all killed and stuff horribly.
Yeah, yeah. By Bill Clinton's jizz, right? Bill ejaculated on him and
So this conspiracy theory pops up that, of
yes,
course, the DNC
duh,
and Hillary had him killed because he was obviously, this was twofold for them.
Yes.
It was like taking a science with a lab in college.
Ooh.
Knocks off two of those for
oh,
you.
Oh, yes.
And he said, or they thought
right
that because it proved that Seth Rich leaked the information to WikiLeaks,
okay,
the DNC emails,
yes,
that Russia didn't do it.
Did
obviously Russia had nothing to do with it because right. It was this DNC operative. And then, but then the question is, after it was all said and done,
yes, well,
why did they still have him killed? I don't understand why they would.
Because Debbie Wasserman Schultz snuck up behind
some stuff going
Seth
on
Rich and garroted him with piano wire to death.
Shot him.
Oh, they shot him?
Yeah.
And then she shot him. Was he shot?
But yeah, okay. But...
Ouch.
So this ridiculous conspiracy theory...
Yes.
...was pushed by Lunkhead on Fox News.
Boo.
The parents finally...
Hannity?
The parents were finally like, please stop.
Shut
please
up, stop. Handface.
And he kind of went a few more days and then let it go. Even
right.
After Fox Quote News,
yes,
had issued a retraction of the story.
Fox News.
But now this report's coming out today.
Yes.
That this guy, remember, this is the guy that was on the television.
Right.
Who was this private detective dude.
A private dick.
That was looking into it.
Right.
He said with the family's blessing or whatever. And at first they did. He's like, look, I've got this guy who's funding me.
Okay.
Who wants to look into your son's death.
Sure.
Sure.
Go ahead.
They don't know.
A fuck.
But then the guy, this asshole comes out later. Wheeler is his name. Rod Wheeler.
Rod.
And, He goes even on Hannity and was saying, oh, well, there's this laptop that nobody can produce or confirm
I
the existence
this.
Of that has proof that Seth Rich emailed.
Oh, okay.
He was the leaker and stuff like this. Meanwhile,
this guy find the laptop
and
anything?
That the FBI is quashing the investigation, that the DNC has called for the investigation. Stop looking into who killed that man. None of it's true.
Right.
There's 0.0 evidence of any of it. The FBI says, we don't have anything on this.
Where's this laptop?
This was a murder in D.C. We're not on it.
Right.
As far as we know, it's a robbery gone bad. There is no investigation into this going on right now.
Is there a laptop even? What this guy?
No!
It's all bullshit!
If they don't have an investigation, they don't have a laptop. So they don't have the laptop. And the D.C. police are like, we don't have any fucking laptop. There's nothing. And nobody's called us to say, don't look to see who killed him.
Get off my dick!
This is just like Pizzagate.
Oh, yeah.
Another bullshit. Even to the point where Douchey and Kilmeade and Ainsley are involved. So now this Wheeler dude has turned around and he's suing fucking Fox Quote News.
Oh, shit.
For lying about shit that he said, for misquoting him. But listen to the story. So now he's saying that Fox News and some rich Texas Trump fuck.
Oh, my God.
Some gazillionaire asshole.
What a nightmare.
Another one. Somebody whose name I never heard. Butowski. Ed Butowski, some wealthy Dallas investor.
Some douche.
Who bankrolled this Wheeler dude.
Okay.
And they worked together with the White House to concoct the story of the death of Seth Rich.
Holy fuck.
A part of a lawsuit that this guy filed against Fox, who... was a longtime commentator on the network. He's been on all the time on Fox. This is from NPR. They got a hold of the lawsuit first.
Right.
Wheeler's alleging that Fox News and this Trump supporter intended to deflect public attention from the growing concern about the administration's ties to Russian government. So they wanted a flashbang, a glitter bomb.
Absolutely.
To distract from Uncle Nipples.
Jazz hands.
The suit says that the Fox News reporter, Malia Zimmerman,
ooh, wee wee,
created quotations out of thin air attributed to him,
right,
to propel her story.
God damn. So wait a second. I'm sorry. Let me understand this. So this guy's saying this Texas fucknut with the money, along with some dickheads at Fox, and possibly along with fuckers at the White House, concocted this story.
Yes.
Holy fuck. Somebody at the White
Fox
House
is saying, you know, the lawsuit's all bullshit. But this, I think this Wheeler guy says he's got tapes and emails and shit.
Uh-oh.
So I guess we'll see. But the story first aired in May on Fox. It was retracted by Fox News a week later.
God damn.
After Ducey announced it as bombshell.
Ooh.
A bombshell investigation. Oh my God, it's a bombshell that went off. And it smells like Hillary pussy.
People can weaponize that now. I didn't know. Okay.
The lawsuit focuses on this Ed Butowski guy.
Hey, Butowski.
He's the one who masterminded this whole bullshit.
I thought you were going to say masterpiece.
He's a wealthy Dallas investor.
Yes.
A Fox commentator.
Okay.
On financial matters.
Must be nice, dickhead.
And is, they say that he offered to pay for Wheeler,
okay,
to investigate the death of DNC aide Seth Rich on behalf of the grieving parents.
Right.
They met, okay, a month before the story ran.
Who's they? The
Bukowski and Wheeler.
Okay.
The investor and the investigator.
Right.
Met at the White House with then press secretary Sean Spicy Spicer.
I love it.
In this corner, hiding, woo, by the bush.
How is this not like against the law? God damn it. How many times did Obama meet with some wacko about nothing? He never did this shit.
So they met with Spicy to brief him.
This is some marginal bullshit, man.
On what they were uncovering.
Does this not sound bananas as fuck to
you?
Well,
yeah. I mean,
God,
it just gets more
cunt.
It's more complicated. Somebody on television today was like, you would be thrown out of Hollywood if you tried to write a script like this, because they'd be like, it's too much. It's too complicated. Nobody will be able to follow it or believe it.
It's beginning to get irritating.
So, Spicy confirms it. Yeah, I met with these guys.
Spicy's like, fuck you, baby. Yeah. Sit and spin on these.
Spicer says, yeah, I took a meeting as a favor to Butowski, who's
Butowski,
a regular donor and philator.
Yes, a total dickbag, Butowski.
But yes, at one point, allegedly, I think it's in an email exchange or something like that.
Oh, shit.
Butowski says, the president read the story and wants it to go out right away.
Meaning the president knows that we're all lying. It's all fucking bullshit.
The president was cued in on the story that, oh my God, we think Seth Rich was the DNC leaker. There's no proof. But this is the story we're going with.
Yeah, yeah.
And allegedly Trump was, I love it. Oh, my God, I love it. Put it out now.
You know what I would love? I would love to have a president that's obsessed with foreign policy, that's worried about what the fuck Korea is doing with their fucking nuclear weapons, rather than some bullshit fabricated Seth Rich crap. This is insane.
The first page of the lawsuit quotes a voicemail.
Yes.
And a text from Butowski.
Butowski.
Boasting that Trump himself had reviewed drafts of the Fox News story before it went to air.
Why is this dickhead reviewing drafts of stories that go for Fox News? God, aren't you fucking running the fucking country, you bag of shit? God, I mean, how's this guy running the country?
So Wheeler's lawyer, so, you know, take this for what it's worth,
okay,
of course, because it is
God
Wheeler's lawyer.
Damn.
Says Wheeler was used as a pawn,
yes,
by Butowski, Fox News, and the Trump administration to try and steer away the attention that was being given about the Russian hacking,
right,
of the emails.
Okay.
On May 16th, Fox, quote, news, unquote, broke, what it called a bombshell story.
Yes.
About the unsolved homicide. July 2016 shooting of 27-year-old Democratic Party staffer Seth Rich.
Right.
Unfounded conspiracy theories involving Rich abounded in the months after. And still, if you look at the fucking Twitter today, Seth Rich is trending because of this story. But for every five or six that say, look at all this bullshit, how they use the fake Seth Rich story.
Yeah.
There's a Trumpanzee saying, look at lamestream media lying now about Seth Rich, trying to cover it up.
Yeah.
Trying to bury the fact that Hillary smothered him.
You know, it's sometimes these dumbasses just think that everyone's lying to them because they can't understand anything. Why would you buy this? Why would you buy this story if it's... No, there's no
evidence.
Because
it exonerates their orange daddy.
But you know what? The truth is...
And goes after Hillary at the same time. It's a magic bullet.
Trumpalos! I'm sorry. Your orange daddy is a pervy, lying piece of garbage, racist, bigoted, homophobic dickhead that doesn't give a fuck about you. Doesn't give a fuck. There's your daddy. Daddy don't care.
Fox's news story took flight online, ran in segments across major shows, breathing major. New life into these conspiracy theories and rumors.
It's like you just have to say it. It triggers them. Seth Rich!
Fox reported that the leaks came from inside the party and not from hackers linked to Russia, despite the conclusions of the nation's intelligence officials.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, the FBI, the CIA, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. But over here at Fox News, the fucking... By the way, aren't they in the middle of paying off a bunch of lawsuits?
A bunch of these Fox turds suggested the Democrats might have been connected to the death.
Oh, yeah.
And the cover-up thwarting the official investigation.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz, two in the head, one in the chest, took him out. You fucking idiots.
And they say that they decided to go with it a week after Trump fired Comey. Gee. Fox's report, this is from NPR, Fox's report went sideways.
Yes.
Shortly after it was posted online and aired on Fox and Friends.
Oh, why not? And then these douchebags, they sit around and they chew on these talking points and they give it
bombshell.
Validity.
We've got a bombshell revelation about...
They validate this bullshit.
Hillary Clinton killing a DNC staffer. I mean, allegedly.
You know why this sucks? It's because all they have to do, these idiots, they say it on Fox Friends in the fucking morning, and then all these idiots that watch Fox and Friends, they go to their job. And they just fucking parrot it out. They re-vomit out whatever Steve Doocy said. Or what Adrian Earhart vomited
Ainsley
forth.
Earhart.
Ainsley. Excuse me. Adrian Earhart's a very funny comedian living in Los Angeles.
Oh, really?
Yes. Not she says.
Amelia
to do.
Earhart was a flyer who disappeared.
She didn't disappear. She ended up in a Japanese prison war camp.
They debunked that 2 days later.
Benghazi.
It was some guy. Who he said it took him a half hour of looking like on the internet, and he found a copy of a different angle of the same kind of picture, he found out that picture had been published 2 years earlier, in some Japanese magazine,
right?
And 2 years before she flew.
You know why?
They're pretty sure that wasn't her.
You know, I wanted to believe in that story because I hate the idea of dying in a plane crash. And to me, dying in a Japanese.
Well, the story in the Marshals
camp
is still that happened, but
oh really?
They're just debunking that was a photograph of it.
Okay, good. Maybe because dying in a Japanese POW camp is probably fun.
So the Rich family, Seth Rich's family, denounced the report. The DC police denounced the report. Okay. Obviously, Democrats, and even some journalists within the network of Fox News were like, I don't know about this.
What's Shep saying?
I'm sure he's one of them.
Shep? I'm sure he doesn't believe in this garbage.
Despite those concerns, Wheeler appeared on the shows of Lou Dobbs.
Oh, you vomit.
And Lunkhead.
You old fat white vomit fucks, both of you.
Who devoted significant time to the story that night and subsequent days. In speaking with Wheeler, Hannity said, if this is true, and Seth Rich gave WikiLeaks the DNC emails, this blows the whole Russia collusion narrative completely out of the water.
Oh my God, why don't you just blow Trump? Why don't you wrap your white pink lips around his tiny little fat phallus and suck him off?
It's absolutely not true.
It's not true. It's bullshit.
A week later, on May 23rd, that's my birthday.
Oh, happy
Fox
birthday.
As a birthday present to me, Fox retracted the story.
Right.
Saying that the reporting process failed to live up to its standards. I'm sure they did it in the middle of the night.
Yes.
On some show nobody watches.
Oh, yes.
Or they posted it somewhere at the bottom of some story.
Right.
I'm sure Ducey didn't go on and say, listen, we fucked up, everybody.
Fox's standards. Let's talk about that.
Well, I should have put that in
please.
Quotes.
What kind of standards? Hannity, Roger Ailes run around fucking feeling everybody's asshole.
Hannity, finally, after his own network was saying
yes
bad things about him. I mean, other people on his network were like, I think Hannity's full of shit.
Well, of course. And they're probably all real journalists. And they're like, why the fuck is that tub of shit that non-journalist paid the most?
So Hannity said he would take a break from talking about it out of respect for the family.
Hey, dickhead, if you really think in your fat little pink dickhead GOP shit heart that it's a true story and that the Democrats murdered someone, then how could you take a break from it? How could you live with that? Well, unless you're full of garbage.
Now, Wheeler says the events are slightly different. He says that the story was orchestrated from the outset by Butowski, who hired him, Wheeler, on behalf of the Rich family.
Yes.
According to the lawsuit, Spicy met at the White House with Wheeler and Butowski to review the story a month before Fox ran the piece.
So did Spicy okay it?
On May 14th.
Yes.
About 36 hours before the story appeared, Butowski left a voicemail for Wheeler saying, quote, we have the full attention of the White House on this. And tomorrow, let's close this deal, whatever we've got to do.
Oh, my God.
Butowski also texted Wheeler. This is in the lawsuit, allegedly. Which alleges
they love providing evidence, the GOP, don't they? They just love a paper trail.
So the text says not to add any more pressure, but the president just read the article. He wants the article out immediately. It's now all up to you.
And he knows it's bullshit, Trump.
Spicy confirmed the meeting, but denies the part about the president. He doesn't know anything about that.
Okay. Sean, why are you protecting Schittler? He hates you. He cast you out for Scaracucci.
Spicy said, Ed's been a longtime supporter of the president, asked to meet to catch up. I didn't know who Rod Wheeler was once we got into my office. Butowski said, I'm sure you recognize Rod Wheeler from Fox News. Spicer says that Butowski told them what had been, quote, found out about this case.
Okay.
Spicy said it had nothing to do with advancing the president's domestic agenda, and there was no agenda. They were just informing me of the Fox story.
Oh, okay. Oh, I got it. We're just letting you know.
Wink, wink, wink.
Fuck this. I got the full attention of the White House. What would you
think? Spicer said he's not aware of any contact between Butowski and Trump.
Right.
And Butowski is now saying that he never shared any drafts of the story with Trump or his aides. He was just joking.
Nah.
He was joking when he texted Wheeler. So he knows there's texts. He knows there's the voicemail. So when he's like, look, the White House, wait, what did he say? We have full attention of the White House on this. Tomorrow, let's close the deal, whatever we've got to do. And then he texted not to add any more pressure, but the president just read the article. He wants the article out immediately. Now it's all up to you. That's a joke.
Where's the punchline?
Well, right.
Where's the funny part?
I was joking with my buddy. No pressure, but the president read it.
Hey, yeah, I don't.
Punked.
Do you joke about that if you work for the president?
It's not even a good
lie. I mean, my God, I'm just thinking about my day job, the person I work for. If I was to send out an email and say, you have the full attention of my boss on this and it's other people at the company, they wouldn't think that was funny. Nobody would think this is funny.
It's not even a tiny attempt to do a good job at covering up for this. I mean, I was just joking. That's what fucking Trump said about encouraging those cops in New York to not help suspects into the cars. Let them bang their heads a little bit.
I was just joking.
Don't be so nice. I was just joking. What's wrong with you people?
Hey, why don't you ask Eric Gardner if they were just fucking joking?
Freddie Gray was the one that got the rough ride and snapped his neck. Yeah.
Wasn't Eric Gardner the guy that got choked to death on video? I can't breathe, but they were joking. Everybody's joking. All these GOP people are joking. Who knew they were so fucking funny?
So Butowski, said that, wait a second. Butowski, is a silver-haired brash investor, who became known for helping newly rich athletes figure out how to manage their money without getting fleeced.
Oh, yes. Sucky, sucky, Jackie. Who said that? Who describes him?
This is NPR.
Oh, okay. God, guys, relax on the silver hair. He's not George Clooney, okay? I mean, is he?
So on May 10th, Butowski and Zimmerman called Wheeler.
Yes.
Zimmerman is the Fox News reporter. And said they have an FBI source confirming emails were sent from Seth Rich to WikiLeaks, though they won't share the source's identity.
Right.
And that's what fell apart later, is they couldn't produce this source, this FBI source.
Right.
That was a big old honking lie.
Wouldn't they think ahead, though? Like, what if we have to produce this guy, this source?
So Wheeler says he doesn't know the source or whether it was a fabrication. Zimmerman, the Fox reporter,
yes,
sent Wheeler a draft of her story, which was to run initially on the network's website, including quotes from Wheeler. On May 14th, Butowski leaves a voicemail that says the White House is in. That's the one I just read.
Right.
Then he texted Wheeler that the president just read it.
Yes.
He wants it out now. They say Butowski then sent an email to Fox News producers and hosts coaching them on how to frame the Rich story.
Oh, my God.
This is in the lawsuit. Recipients included Fox and Friends hosts Steve Doocy, Ainsley Earhart, and Brian Kilmeade.
Bam!
Here's how you frame the story.
Wait, now, were they joking? Was this a joke?
Oh, sure. Butowski wrote, I'm actually the one who's putting this together, but as you know, I keep my name out of things because I have no credibility. Yuck, yuck, yuck. One of the big conclusions we need to draw from this is that the Russians did not hack our computer systems and steal emails, and there was no collusion between Trump and the Russians, he wrote to Steve Doocy, Ainsley Earhart, Kilmeade, and a whole bunch of other Fox producers and hosts.
Dude.
So he's like, here you go. Here's the proof. Here's your conclusion. No Russia.
And by the way, when do they get to be journalists? When do they get to come to all those conclusions on their own? When do they get to do the hard reading and shit legwork? I guess they don't. They don't. They're at Fox News. They're at state-run fucking media, baby. Fuck this shit.
Wheeler went on, but then Wheeler went on Hannity and everything and said, yeah, that was confirmed. Asked whether his sources told him about information linking Rich to the WikiLeaks email dump. He said, absolutely, yeah, that's confirmed.
Oh, shit.
And it absolutely no was not confirmed.
But he was joking, right?
Well, no, this is Wheeler.
So
he said as far as he knew.
Oh, okay.
Because Butowski and the Fox reporter said he was.
Right.
It was confirmed.
What a load of garbage this all is.
On Fox and Friends, the hosts called the story a bombshell.
Oh, fuck.
They actually said the word bombshell?
Yep.
Holy shit. Now, gee, does this make you
cynical?
The
story online cited, quote, an unnamed federal investigator who reviewed an FBI report that cited Wheeler incorporating two key quotations from Wheeler that do not appear on video.
Okay.
In each, the private investigator seemingly takes ownership of the accusations. So in the print version,
yes,
she attributed two quotes to Wheeler,
right,
that they don't have video of. He's saying those were made up to make it look like he's the one who came up with the bogus citation.
God damn.
The first one was, quote, my investigation up to this point shows there was some degree of email exchange between Seth Rich and WikiLeaks. He says he never said that.
Wow.
The second quote, my investigation shows someone within the DC government, Democratic National Committee,
yes,
or Clinton team is blocking the murder investigation from going forward. That is unfortunate. Seth Rich's murder is unsolved as a result of that. Wheeler claims he never, ever said that.
And who's blocking it? Which Democrat? Who with the DNC is blocking it? Give me a name!
Wheeler alleges both of those quotes are fabricated and untrue. According to the lawsuit, he called Zimmerman and said, I never said this, get rid of it. And she said, oh, okay, okay.
Oh, my God.
Never took it out of the story online.
What?
Then, according to the lawsuit, Zimmerman told him that her bosses at Fox News told her to leave the quotes in. He's like, why don't you take that bullshit out? I didn't say that. This is all according to him, by the way.
Right.
And according to him, she said, well, my bosses said leave it in.
Wow. Jeez. How depressing.
That same day, according to the suit,
okay,
Zimmerman, the Fox reporter, wrote a letter to Seth Rich's father distancing Fox News from responsibility for what the network had reported, saying, quote, much of our information came from private investigator Rod Wheeler.
Bam.
Who we understand was working on behalf of you.
Right. Damn. God, this is so fucked up.
The Wheeler challenges Zimmerman over the letter in a three-way phone conversation that also included Butowski. The Fox News reporter defended herself, saying, that's the email that Fox asked me to send him. They wrote it for me.
Who's they?
The newspaper reporter said, I didn't write the email to the parents.
Okay.
That said, hey, our investigation, that shit came from Wheeler.
Right.
The Fox News reporter said to Seth Rich's parents. She's saying, I didn't write that email. That's what Fox News told me to write.
Oh, my God.
To distance Fox from it.
God, this is
so hard. Everybody's backing away saying, so Wheeler is essentially saying, Fox is trying to frame him for being the fake news creator behind the whole Seth Rich bullshit story. When he's saying it was actually Butowski,
right,
this rich Trump twunt,
and
Fox News working in collusion to fabricate the whole thing.
But by the way, whatever the case is, someone was joking.
Well, either way, it seems everyone agrees that it's bullshit.
Yeah.
That there's no FBI, there's nobody at the FBI that said, yeah, we got a laptop. There's nobody at DC Cops that says, yeah, we got a laptop. None of it is true.
But what seems to be true is that people at the White House were in on it. I mean, doesn't it seem that way? I mean, do you think he's lying when he said you have the full cooperation of the White House or the full focus of the White House? Trump loves it. Run with it.
Now, I wonder if he's got a tape of this convo, this three-way convo between Wheeler, Zimmerman, and Butowski.
Yes.
Because he says, why did you send that email? And she says, that is what Fox asked me to send. And then Wheeler replies, that's not accurate, though, because much of the information did not come from me. This is written like a transcript. So I get the vibe that he's got a tape of this.
Right. That would be awesome.
He said, that's not... Those quotes didn't come from me. And then Zimmerman, the reporter from Fox, says, well, not about the emails, not that part, I mean, the connection to WikiLeaks, but the rest of the quotes, the story is true.
Oh, yes. God damn it. The rest.
And then Butowski, the rich dude, allegedly says,
right,
well, one day you're going to win an award for having said those things you didn't say.
Oh, my God.
So another conservative Republican is like, who cares if it's true or not, as long as we win? Once again, the showing fuck? The morality and ethics of these conservatives, of these people.
There is no morality.
We don't care.
We don't give a fuck.
You're going to win an award for that shit you didn't say. Ha 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 ha. As long God as we damn. Save the president and tear down Hillary.
Are you fucking shitting me?
Right?
God. How the fuck are people, you know, you think about.
So
go ahead. Oh, go ahead.
So later, this is from NPR.
Yes.
According to the recordings transcribed in the suit, so there are recordings.
Oh, good.
Butowski finally acknowledges that Wheeler had never made claims of personally knowing that there are emails between Seth Rich and WikiLeaks.
Oh, shit.
So Butowski says, quote, I know that's not true. If I'm under oath, I would never say I heard him say that.
Right. Holy
I would
fuck.
Say I never heard him say that. So he's saying, look, I know that Wheeler did not have any actual source.
Yes.
Himself.
Right.
Zimmerman then says, this is before he went on. See, Wheeler's not innocent here because this is before he even went on Hannity that this happened. So he had this conversation with them saying, I never said that shit. And they convinced him,
yes,
well, lie anyway. And say, yeah, you have a source because, well, Trump and Hillary. So he,
right.
He's kind of, I don't know if he's hanging himself a little bit here.
God.
She told him, reread the story we sent you last night and stick to the script.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
Despite his misgivings, it said he played along. On Hannity's show, he said he doesn't personally know. So he did say he doesn't personally know about Rich's emails or computers. Remember, we did the story. This is where it was the big bombshell that Hannity had.
Yes.
And then the guy at the end said, well, no, I don't personally know about these emails, but somebody somewhere said they do.
You know, I don't personally know about emails is an odd statement. You either know that there were emails or there weren't emails. How do you personally know a fucking electronic message? What a weird thing
he
to
said,
fucking say.
He said a very credible federal investigator said they had laid eyes on a case file. Somebody somewhere said somewhere
that I that saw they a saw case something. File about this Rich case. God, imagine this shit. Imagine like you're related to Seth Rich.
And remember he
and
said
you get to see this bullshit played out all
do
the
you remember
time.
Remember they finally got him to say, well, based on all my years of experience,
yes,
as an investigator and as a cop, I would say that maybe you could look at this. Like, there's no evidence. He just wildly speculated.
It's conjecture.
He was, yeah, with no evidence. Zero evidence.
I mean, this story is being played out as a distraction from the Russian investigation. Could you imagine? This guy has parents. They got to sit and watch the death of their son talked about in fictional terms on the TV all the fucking time. That would enrage the shit out of me.
Fox, of course, buries it online, their retraction. On May 23rd, they posted an unsigned statement retracting Zimmerman's online story.
Okay.
The network did not apologize, of course.
Oh, fuck no.
The article was not initially subjected to the high degree of editorial scrutiny we require for all our reporting.
Oh, God. Oh, God. That's funny as fuck. That's a joke. See, that's a joke. That's funny. See?
Upon appropriate review, the article was found to not meet those standards and has since been removed.
Fuck off. Fuck off! God, how much bullshit do we take from Fox fucking News? They're not even news. It's entertainment, if that. You're losers.
Some toady at Fox told NPR the story was published to the website without review by or permission from senior management.
Okay.
Senior management at Fox. You remember, like, when Roger Ailes is wandering around up in his, like, executive suite feeling ass?
Oh,
he's got,
I think,
some big, gigantic soundproof door on his fucking office.
I think they're trying to say that things were a little confusing because that was shortly after Ailes, that whole shakeup occurred.
Yes.
So they're like, well, maybe quality control wasn't that great. But then Butowski appears to be throwing Wheeler under the bus also. This is the rich guy that Wheeler alleges bankrolled this whole thing, made the right. whole thing up. Butowski tweeted, Fox News story was pulled because Rod Wheeler said he didn't say a quote. How much did the DNC pay him?
They needed to see the words, how much did the DNC pay him?
That's what he tweeted.
Oh, my God. How sad, man. Well, fucking sad.
And then Butowski tweeted, this shows Rod Wheeler has a major battle with the truth. So now it's two shit fucks, two lying scumbags. Who do you believe?
I don't fucking
know. Who do you believe?
I don't know. I don't know. None of them. None of them. The only thing that you need to know about this story is that it's heinous. And that probably the White House had their fingers in it with Fox News and some other dickhead.
Washington's Metropolitan Police Department released a statement that said MPD stands behind its original assertion that Seth Rich was the victim of a botched armed robbery.
Botched. Yeah. I mean, it's so funny to me that if the DNC orchestrated it, then where's the plans? Did anyone write it down? Was there, you know, who hired anyone? Is there nothing anyone can find out about this?
Well, no.
What does Hillary say? Right. Has she talked about this?
Yeah, she weighs in about how she had Seth Rich killed.
Hey, to you dickheads, when I talk about Trump, everybody says, oh, both parties are fucking corrupt. Yeah, that's true, but not in the same way.
People really saying that
yes,
anymore?
Yes, all the
really?
Fucking time. That's how these idiot Republicans that voted for Trump save face. That's how they justify voting for a racist fuckhead, because they say both sides are the same. That's bullshit. Both sides aren't doing this. Both sides aren't banning trans people from being in the fucking army. You fucking idiots.
Yeah.
God, you fucking morons. This is insane. Could you imagine you had a kid die and it's stories all over the news based on bullshit, based on lies? You got to sit and watch this. Like, it's torture. It would be torture.
Sarah Huckabee, was asked about it, and she says completely untrue.
Yes.
Denying that Trump was involved in anything with this fake news. So,
okay. Thanks, Sarah.
I have no doubt that he read that story.
Oh, yes.
It was like, now, release it now.
You know he did. I mean, also, too, like, that's his jam. I mean, really, if you wanted Schittler to have a job in this country, have him be press secretary. He loves talking to the media. He loves cable news. He watches it all the fucking time. He hates writing laws.
Well, he wants to be his own communications department. And in fact,
he wants the attention.
Trump tweeted.
Let's
head over to the real Real Donald Trump.
Yes.
Oh God. Oh, he hasn't done anything in 8 hours.
Oh shit.
Stock market could hit all time high again. 22,000 today was 18,000 6 months ago on election day. Mainstream media seldom mentions.
Seldom mentions. Why does he talk so strangely?
Well, we retweeted that, I believe.
Yes, retweet.
And essentially said, oh, great, so all that money is going to be trickling down to us any day now.
Oh, okay.
Because the only people benefiting from the stock market going up are rich fucks like him.
Oh, yes.
Who has stocks anymore?
I don't know. I don't. Do you? No one does.
And he... even on MSNBC, Velshi and Rule, who were two business people, they had a Republican on crowing about, well, the stock market, and they both said, so what? It doesn't It's not an indicator of how well the economy is doing. It's really not. It's,
right.
It's, it means that rich people are gambling well and winning right now.
And it's also, too, I imagine, God, I hate doing stories about the economy and shit because, honestly, it involves math. And I just fucking hate fractions. I hate everything with numbers. But, like, I could see if you're a reporter, you could say, oh, look, here's the stock market went up. That's good. I appreciate being able to say that. I don't know what it fucking means. Who cares? You know what I mean?
Like, right.
It's something you can say. It's sort of simple. You know, like when you hear these fucking Trumpalo losers screaming about the deficit and the debt, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about, do they?
Well, no. For many, how many years did they scream that Obama was raising the deficit when he wasn't? It was just the opposite. The deficit was going down. And they're like, but the debt's going up. And it's like, obviously, you don't know the difference between debt and deficit. Deficit is how big is the hole in the bottom of the bucket.
Right. How big's your hole, dummy?
That you're pouring stuff in and how quickly it's going out.
Yes.
More of it's going out than is going in. But if you start to shrink the hole,
right,
you're still losing some. So you're still going to contribute to the amount that has escaped the hole. It doesn't reverse. Obama lowered the amount that the government was losing every time, every quarter, whatever, year, whatever the fucking index is. But we still were losing money.
So we want
just
a smaller...
Obama plugged the hole. Well, we want a surplus like they right. During the Clinton years.
So we don't want a big hole. We want
they reversed
a big surplus.
It and it was a surplus like in California.
Yes. They got a tiny little hole.
It's not a deficit. It was
right.
a surplus.
Rejuvenation.
And so when the dummies were like, well, Obama tripled the debt or something. Yeah, because what he was left was the Hoover Dam with a 6 mile wide hole blown in it.
Because it was a Republican.
Right.
They suck.
Because of Bush's tax cuts, mainly.
What's the hole going to look like?
A trillion-dollar war.
Yes.
That was unfunded.
Boo! What's the hole going to look like? After the... Let's be honest. Let's look into the future. And when the adults come back to Washington, into the White House, the liberals, when they come to fix all the fucked up shit the Republicans have done to this country, is it going to be worse than the fucking dumpster fire W left us? Will it be worse?
Oh, how can it not be? I mean,
I don't know.
I don't know. They're not getting much done. So,
I mean, we aren't I know we're bombing the living fuck out of people, but we don't have like an Iraqi
style
war.
Well, they haven't been able to pass their heinous tax cuts yet. I mean, that absolutely will.
Yes.
I think even Lindsey was talking about that. Lindsey Graham was saying something.
Lowen or Graham?
There was a Republican who was saying, well, you know, we just can't do tax cuts without offsetting that. Of course, the Republicans want to offset it by taking away food stamps and SNAP benefits.
We know how to offset it, dummy.
Helping old people and poor people. They want to cut all that
right.
to give their rich buddies tax breaks.
I got an idea for a new segment. I'm going to pitch it to you real quick. Who said it? Which Graham? Lindsey? Or
Franklin?
No, Lindsey Lohan or Lindsey Graham.
Oh, which Lindsey?
And you just read it. And whoever, you know, whoever said it, you just guess whoever said it.
I haven't vetted this.
Yes, unvetted.
It's a new drop.
Right.
But let's head over to the Jim Baker Show.
Oh, shit, baby. I'm going to buy some powdered soup and the worst dehydrated food you could ever stick your dick into.
The news, though, is crazy.
Oh,
evil,
it's insane.
Evil, evil. And what you know, how they're trying to destroy the president and his family.
Yeah.
Is
God,
and his family.
Well, they fucked themselves up. Don Jr. took the meeting.
Yes.
It that's what happened, Jim Baker. They're trying to take his family, too.
God, does no one give a shit that they were colluding with another country to influence.
No, because they won
our fucking election.
No, because he's gonna say yes to whatever Christo fascist extremist bullshit they want.
That really always gets me. I don't give a fuck what party you're in. You should always be of the mind that I don't want Russia's dick up our fucking
well,
ass.
Obviously, 36% of the electorate, or the, yeah, of the electorate doesn't give a shit. Not of the electorate, of the voters.
That can't be true.
Trying to destroy the president and his family.
Yeah.
Is this, God is speaking to me about it.
Ugh.
What he is saying is he is going to send judgment, and he's going to judge some people that we can't judge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not to judge people, but he can judge.
Oh, yeah.
And I...
But listen, she's a little moist on that.
I know.
He can judge people. Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm sorry. I was just listening to Lori the whole time, her little affirmations. Mm-hmm. They grow. They crescendo to that. You're right. She's squirting.
Judge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not to judge people, but he can judge.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe there's going to be some things happening, and we're going to be shot. There's coming.
So we're all going to be judged.
Yes.
There's going to be shit hitting the fan.
Ooh.
Because people are opposing Trump. This is, again, that terrifying conflation of Schittler and some messiah, prophet.
I mean, let's say he's not Jesus, even if he was, but he's not even, like, nice. He's not Jesus, right?
Who? Trump?
Trump. I'm just saying, the comparison between him and God or Christ, whoever the fuck you want to compare him to, is bananas, because Jesus, I mean, the character of Jesus from the book, the Bible, do you know of whom I speak?
I've heard of him.
He's nice, right? I mean, that's a general thing.
Yeah, I guess.
Is Trump generally nice? Does he seem nice?
No.
Fuck no.
He's a dick.
He's not even nice.
Right. Yes.
I don't know.
But he can judge.
Yeah.
And I believe there's going to be some things happening, and we're going to be shot. There's coming a time when that's when he said, the Bible says there will be no food to eat. And if you do,
so you know where this is going.
You need to buy my food.
At the bottom, Matthew 24:7, there will be times when there is no food for people to eat.
So why does that not include Jim Baker's fucking food? I love that weird
to eat.
Fucking Bible voice.
And if you do get any food, you have to sign over to the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That means you've sold your soul to the devil.
Right.
She's the best improv partner. Yes. She doesn't and, though.
Yes.
She just yeses.
Yeah, she sits there. I'm sorry. Wait. What form? Do I go to a PDF? Do I download a PDF, sign my soul over the Antichrist? I'll do it now.
I don't know.
I'll do it right fucking now. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of the Antichrist.
If the choice is being fed or eating this slop that they're slinging,
yeah,
I'm signing my soul
Bring
over.
On, say, I'll do it right now. I, Ryan Pfeiffer, pledge my life to the fucking Antichrist. Bring it. Bring it, you fucking
idiots. It's going down the tubers.
Oh, yes. You fucking morons.
Here's Jim Baker.
Means you've sold your soul to the devil.
Right.
Shut up.
And you say, oh, it will never be that evil. What's going on right now? Half of...
For $900, Ryan, you can get the Mega Food Multiplier Offer.
Ah!
5,001 total servings for $900.
5,001.
Send your $900 to P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri.
Do they have a... hey, Jim, I have a question about your shit. Does it come with a scooper so I know how much shit to put on my plate to go with the water? And where do I get this fucking water that I'm supposed to hydrate your shit with?
I missed
end of the world.
I missed one earlier. 32 staying alive buckets. 7 years for one person with 7,712 serving, Ryan, for only $1,500.
In the apocalypse, I'm only on 5,997 servings. I've got...
It can be yours.
Oh, can it? Can it be mine?
Oh, yes.
God, what does it look like? Is it just a bag of sawdust? Is it just a bucket of sawdust? You fucking crooked liar, motherfucker. God, these people.
Yay.
Fuck you. Yay.
But what a transition, right? He's like, look what's happening now. You're going to need food. What a coincidence.
The Bible is telling me there will be no food, but your food will be there. Is the Bible full of bullshit, Jim?
Well, his is specially anointed.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. I didn't remember. I didn't read the part where it said specially anointed food.
Magic. Yeah, it's magic Christian food.
Oh, okay. God.
To the devil.
Right.
And you say, oh, right. it will never be that evil. What's going on right now? Half of America hates Jesus Christ. Half of America wants to destroy the president because he's standing up to save babies, that he stands up for religious freedom,
right,
and all. And they're making him out as the Antichrist, as an evil person. This is what's really, really sad.
See, all they care about is that Trump says he's going to save babies.
Right.
And he's for religious freedom, which means
yes,
American Christian religious freedom,
right,
which means you're free to be whatever type of Christian you want to be.
Yeah, gay person.
Sort
I ain't
of.
Making your cake. I'm not decorating your wedding with flowers, even though your money spends just like everybody else. You fucking
yay,
idiots.
Yay.
This Jim Baker can barely get through a fucking sentence. I thought he was a preacher. Do you hear him say he's standing up for babies and the rights to the unborn? And,
yeah, he's
and all.
Really not a great.
It's like he's dumbing
he's
it down.
He's not great at that.
But he's talking to idiots, though. That's the other thing.
Well, really old idiots.
You know how yeah. slow he's speaking?
Well, it's old people.
This is what's really, really sad. And it's time to be prepared because it's coming a time when it'll be too late
yes.
to get ready.
Absolutely.
And that's going to be a hellish 42 months
yes.
on planet Earth, mm-hmm. as it says right here in the Bible.
42 months.
It's in the Bible.
Okay. How many years is that? I hate math. Four and
three. Three and change.
Okay. 3 years that I've eaten this garbage food. Then why do I need more than three? Sometimes, then, Jim, why don't you have 42 months, only in 42 months units available, fuck face.
Yes. On planet Earth, mm-hmm. as it says right here in the Bible. And he says that your silver and your gold is going to be.
Ezekiel 7:19. They shall cast their silver in the streets, and their gold shall become abhorrent.
Abhorrent? Your gold is abhorrent. Toss it
be
away.
Worthless.
That's right.
So people have been storing away silver and gold for the last days.
Yeah.
The only thing that you are going to want when these times come
is buckets of shitty dried
yeah,
food.
Yeah, shitty fucking food. That.
Well, he's got a point. We've talked about that before, like
yes.
with Alex Jones saying, you know, it's the apocalypse is coming. You better get gold. You better get silver. Who the fuck? Why?
What do I do?
Why have
that?
We decided that silver is going to be the currency of the future?
And also, how I'm serious. How the fuck do I make this powdered food? How do I hydrate it? What if I don't have any fucking water, Jim?
Oh, well.
Jim, what do I do about the fucking water?
The only thing that you are going to want when these times come,
yes,
is going to be food to eat.
What about blowjobs?
And that's why we've spent our ministry to be food to eat.
Yeah.
And that's why we've spent our ministry for the last years putting together this food for survival.
That's right.
That I'm charging you right. so much money for that tastes like shit.
And what does he have to do with putting together the food? He makes it sound like he's out in the garage at the Baker household.
How do you think, to get each of the... Do they have any quality testers on this
yay,
show?
I mean, like, yay!
Shut up! I'm just kidding. Like, do they have like a little squirter? Like, okay, this is the dehydrated chili, so you squirt the powder in there, and then this is you know candy yams, and this is cream of corn, and this is fucking turkey and dressing. I mean, are there little squirters of powdered food that gets? You know what I'm getting at? Is it just ejaculated into a bucket?
Twill.
It's so stupid. I you know, oh God, I just don't know what is he doing.
So there you go. That's what's going on over at Jim Baker. You know, it's I think they're actually probably grateful for this, because if they had had a creepier, more sane
right.
Republican who won, well, they might not be getting the toothless blowjobs that Trump is giving to the evangelicals, but they would have been getting more of their shit done that they wanted. Obviously, it's what the Republicans are kind of into. I forget my point here, I forget what my point was.
Hey,
I forget where I was going with this.
I
was trying to open a different story.
This is a preview of a upcoming segment. I'm gonna pitch you a segment. I'll try it out right now. Who said this? The following quote, Lindsay Lohan or Lindsey Graham? On a day when you're tired, it's important to just say good morning to everyone so they're kind of aware that it's going to be a good day. Jamie Lee Curtis told me that. Now, who said that?
Lindsay Lohan.
Do you know Lindsay Lohan? You ever go to Brainy Quote and see a bunch of quotes from people?
Oh, God.
She
should be disqualified.
There's like 67
if you talk about the name of the...
Who said it? Lindsey Graham or Lindsay Lohan? I hate it when people call me a teen queen.
Oh, well, that's Lindsey Graham.
That's the senator, baby. How many...
So,
dude, there's like 70 quotes from Lindsay Lohan. Who the fuck? I don't care what anyone says. That's a Lindsay Lohan quote. How is that her quote? I'm sure everybody says that. God, Brainy Quotes.
So we've got some, good news.
Oh, yes.
Again.
Yes.
This is, I don't think we talked about this yesterday, but, yesterday, former sheriff of Maricopa County,
woo-hoo!
Sheriff Joe Arpaio,
fuck you,
sadist,
right?
Xenophobe,
dickbag,
racist,
dickbag. Would you call him a dickbag?
Yeah, he's an asshole.
Right.
Once proclaimed himself America's toughest sheriff.
Fuck you.
Conservatives loved him because he, you know, was cruel
to
prisoners and shit.
Oh yeah, yeah. But they made him wear pink or something like that.
Yeah, it made him sleep outside in tents in 100-degree weather, and also
only bread and water.
And got slapped for that one. He tried to
tried
to only give him bread and water.
Slap me.
But he finally was charged with criminal contempt, because there was a federal mandate that he stop racially profiling Latinos. So his people would just pull over somebody because you looked Mexican.
God damn.
And say, papers, please. Which we don't do in this country.
Because it sucks. It fucking sucks.
He basically said, fuck you. And they kept doing it. So he was charged with criminal contempt.
Yes.
Was found guilty.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Bye.
More than a month after closing arguments, U.S. District Judge Susan Bolton found him guilty of defying a judge's 2011 court order to refrain from racially profiling Latinos during patrols.
So will he now have to wear a pink jumpsuit?
He is scheduled to be sentenced on October 5th. Could face up to 6 months in jail.
But he won't.
I'm sure he probably won't.
He will not. He'll be confined to his home.
Prosecutors argued that he intentionally violated the court order demanding his officers stop detaining people simply on suspicion that they might be in the country illegally. A practice that had led to the detention of some Latinos who were citizens and legal residents.
My God, don't you see how bullshit like that can just disrupt someone's life? It all up. All of a sudden you're in jail? And are you fucking kidding me?
And the white assholes are always happy to say, what does it matter? Just a few minutes, you're inconvenienced. If you're legal, what does it matter?
You experience it, motherfucker.
Exactly. Like stop and frisk. If you're walking around down on Fifth Avenue in New York and some cop throws you up against the wall and frisks you and then sends you on your way, you're cool with that.
I think Richard Pryor has a joke where he says, hey, you know, you get pulled over if you're a black guy, they toss your car, and then what are you supposed to do? Go out and have a good time after
that?
Right. Because you got profiled? You don't feel like doing shit.
Prosecutors used Arpaio's own words against him, of course.
Yes.
He's a conservative.
You fucking idiot.
He was on several media appearances, including one on Univision in March, when he admitted that he was still targeting people. Quote, if they don't like what I'm doing, get the laws changed in Washington.
But they did. So a person in Washington told you to stop fucking doing it, right?
In an interview with, guess what, Fox News, 2 months later, Arpaio said he was going to continue arresting immigrants in the country illegally. I'm not going to give it up. I'm going to continue to enforce state laws and federal laws. Well, nobody was saying you shouldn't arrest illegal immigrants. They're saying you can't look at somebody driving by and say, you look Mexican-y to me. I'm going to detain you and make you prove that you are in this country legally. We don't do that in this country. Yeah. We don't do papers, please, you fuck.
And also,
and if you or me had been driving by one of these Maricopa County sheriffs, nothing would happen.
Because we're white,
unless
Pat.
We had California plates and they thought we had weed.
Oh, yeah. What a bunch of dickheads. I mean,
which
really
would also be illegal, by the way.
Absolutely.
And what
doesn't
was it Oklahoma?
A...
I think it was Oklahoma.
Yes.
Where there's lawsuits now already that cops are profiling people with Colorado plates because weed is legal in Colorado. So they're pulling people over with Colorado plates just thinking they might have some weed and we can arrest them.
That's got to be bullshit. You can't just...
Well, it is.
It's a
you
fishing
can't.
Expedition. Right. You're not allowed to just check. By the way, Joe Arpaio and white dickheads like that guy, don't you want to be better law enforcement officers? Don't you want to be better cops than just pulling somebody over because of what their skin color is?
No. Are you kidding?
It's fucking ridiculous.
They get a chance to beat up on a brown person and somebody beneath them.
God.
In the written opinion...
Yes.
His lawyer's gonna appeal, it's gonna be a while, of course. He lost his bid for a jury trial after the judge rejected it on the grounds that the law did not require juries in cases where the potential jail term was so short. So he wanted a jury trial. He thinks in Maricopa County, he's going to find a bunch of white assholes are going to say, he didn't do nothing wrong.
We probably will. God.
Arpaio, his lawyer said, believes a jury would have found in his favor.
Oh, shit. Yeah, maybe. How disturbing.
The judge said in a written opinion that Arpaio showed flagrant disregard for the court order and had willfully violated it.
Because he's, at heart, he believes in his racism. And do you think this Arpaio thing think about, the world, our politicians are racist. Trump is a racist.
They say he violated the order by directing his deputies to continue to detain people.
God.
Despite the knowledge the defendant broadcast to the world and to his subordinates that he would and they should continue what he had always been doing, quote.
Yes.
That's what he said. I would do what I always did.
And you know what? There's going to be no justice for this guy. Who knows what the fuck harm he did? Well, we know. A lot of bad shit.
Forced inmates to wear pink underwear, housed them in canvas tents under hot Arizona sun, drew sharp criticism from advocates for civil and immigrant rights.
Yeah.
But was popular with many Arizonans.
Ooh.
Turned him into a national icon for opponents of illegal immigration.
We want to be, I thought back in the day, W and all his toadies, they were bragging. They were like, we're the compassionate conservatives. What the fuck happened to that, dickheads? And by the way, I hope Joe Arpaio isn't jailed because doesn't he need to continue his important work? Didn't he have a task force that was supposed to go prove
Hawaii.
That Obama was born in Kenya?
Yeah.
Wasn't
he did. They found a crease or something.
Was that him?
So yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what a fucking... Allegedly. You're a dickbag. You're a fucking dickbag.
Ringing in on the massive injustice
massive.
Upon poor Joe Arpaio.
Oh, what dickhead.
We haven't heard from this guy in a little while. Yesterday.
Yes.
On his End Times radio broadcast, Rick Wiles.
Oh, God. This fucking fuck stick.
We haven't heard from him. Here's how the Christian loons are ringing in.
Ooh.
On a lawless sheriff who disobeyed the laws of the courts.
I have an idea, but I doubt President Trump will do it, but at least I'm going to give it a try. In addition to giving him a presidential pardon.
Which I, by the way, would expect.
Right.
I think we should expect that.
Oh, yeah.
I have this other idea. General John Kelly, the new White House chief of staff, resigned as secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. President Trump, if you want to stand for justice and do something to strike against the deep state, please nominate Sheriff Arpaio to be the next Secretary of Homeland Security. The position will put him in charge of the immigration.
So not only should somebody who's been found guilty of obstruction or whatever the fuck he was finally found guilty of, not only should he be pardoned, but you should make him the head of Homeland Security.
You know, dude.
And you know what other name is being floated?
No.
Judge Clark from Milwaukee.
No. They floated that, and he said he didn't.
Still out there in the ether.
What about his fake medals he puts on his fucking uniform, well, right? Yeah,
there's all kinds of
shit. See, that's the problem. We got this fucking guy who's president, who's a big fucking racist dirtbag, that hires other racist dirtbags. And so when we get a dirtbag that's actually found guilty of being an official dirtbag, well, this dirtbag's a fucking martyr.
Right.
Joe Arpaio's a big hero for some fucking reason.
Secretary of Homeland Security. The position will put him in charge of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, along with the U.S. Border Patrol Agency. Your friends will shout with excitement and gratitude, and your enemies will howl in misery like wounded wolves.
Listen to the boner he's firing up in that ancient crotch.
How is he able to read this horrible copy that he wrote and masturbate furiously at the same fucking time?
You think he wrote that? You don't think that's off the cuff?
No, I think he wrote this garbage.
Listen to that bullshit at the end.
The wolves
attitude
are howling.
And your enemies will howl in misery like wounded wolves.
God damn.
We'll howl in misery because that's what we want. There was another
what a cheap bit
story
of,
I saw about kind of this, which plays in, this plays into
right
of why these conservatives are sticking by him, and it's to punish the lefties that some of these assholes, all they want is to be able to say they got to kick a libtard.
Yeah,
in some way,
cuz Obama's black.
Sure.
I mean in Hillary. You know,
yeah.
What about the country, dumbasses, you fucking idiots? I mean, what? How does this make any, how does it not make our country better to have a guy that was pulling people over based on skin color out of that job? That's better.
It's inexplicable.
It's stupid. You fucking idiots.
So that's Rick Wiles ringing in.
Oh, yes.
On what his what thinks should happen to Joe Arpaio.
Oh, jeez.
Who, again, found guilty.
Right.
But the way things are going, I'm sure he's going to skate or he won't do any time.
Oh, absolutely. No, he'll get a big fucking warm blowjob from Trumpville, USA. He'll be on the board of something, or he'll be the grand marshal at some fucking KKK Klan parade. He'll be a grand kegel. Fuck you.
So, ringing amazing. There's a new story out.
Yes,
that
ooh.
Is even golf.com is coming out with stories about Trump.
Yes. Well, that makes sense.
They're saying that during a recent visit.
Yes.
To his New Jersey golf club at Bedminster.
Hello, Mr. Bedminster.
Which he's visited four times since the inauguration. By the way, if you go to facebook.com/crabdiving, there's a story from yesterday or the day before, something like that.
Yes.
It shows that Trump has already surpassed Obama's yearly travel.
Yeah, yeah.
Yearly travel expenses that they screamed and pissed and moaned about.
He's already blown through that shit.
Already gone with his trips to Mar-a-Lago and to his golf course.
Has it been a year yet?
It's been 6 months.
It feels like it. Feels like it's been 10 fucking years.
So they're saying that the president told fellow members
yes.
of this golf club the real reason that he keeps leaving and going to his various golf courses and stuff on the weekends is, quote, "The White House is a real dump."
Oh, fuck you, man. Suck a dick. Fuck off. What? So what? Is it?
The profile of Trump as a golfer over at golf.com also describes how his New Jersey golf course functioned as a de facto campaign headquarters during the election.
Okay.
There was an anti-Hillary shrine on the grounds built in a bar in the men's locker room.
Oh, my God.
And Fox News was blaring at top volume.
Of course, you fucking idiots. God.
Listen to this. Trump also allowed his golf club members access to potential cabinet interviewees during the transition.
What?
Quote,
what the fuck?
He reportedly told a group of members while inviting them to stop by his interviews the following day, "This is my real group. You're my special people. You are the special people. I see all of you. I recognize like 100% of you just about."
Just about. I almost recognize everyone here. You want in on some state secrets? Are you fucking kidding me? And they got the nerve to say something about somebody from the DNC calling about Paul Manafort. Fuck you! What the fuck?
As for the president's golfing abilities, while some reports indicate Trump has an uncanny ability to make a hole in one.
Bullshit.
The people who played with him over the years told golf.com that the president, quote, "doesn't play a round of golf so much as narrate it, his commentary peppered with hyperbole."
Oh my God.
Look at that shot I just hit. No one's ever hit a 7-iron better than that shot.
Please, and peppered in with racist, sexist, homophobic expressions, I'm sure. Somebody record that shit and send it to us at Crab Diving.
Yeah, make
info
us
info at Crab Diving.
Make us famouser. Well, okay.
I want that.
Okay, famous at all.
Right. God, fuck this. How much more are we going to take of this garbage? Gobbler.
So there you go. That's a little bit. That's from golf.com. A profile of Schittler as a golfer, which he said he wouldn't be doing any of. You remember?
Oh, yes.
"I can't believe Obama's doing all this golfing. If I'm president, I won't have time for golf. I'm going to be so busy making this fucking cunting country great again."
Golf more. Golf more. I want you to golf. Because when you're not golfing, you're fucking it up. You're fucking up the whole thing. Golf, you dickhead.
Exactly.
Suck a dick, man.
We're out of here, y'all. We'll be back tomorrow live Wednesday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Yay.
Subscribe to us, share us, etc., etc. If you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, buy shit through our Amazon hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little taste. Doesn't cost fuck all.
Hello.
Just helps us out here. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter at Radar Comedy, his Instagram at Radar Comedy, or his website, which is RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great afternoon. If you're listening live, not a new K-Boys right after, but one's dropping very soon. Check out iTunes. It should be coming out this evening or so.
Please
something
clap.
Like that.
That's right.
Please clap. We'll be back
Leave
tomorrow,
me the
everybody.
Fuck alone.
Oh.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, wait. End of show right here.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. At Crab Diving.